Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The young man blocked out the white crowd's jeers as he walked on stage. He was going to say what he had to say. Period. What was so important for him to say? That he'd face a dangerously racist crowd? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Let the racist tell it. David Hamilton Jackson was an educated man, but wasn't smart enough to keep his mouth shut. But why would he keep quiet when all he was saying was the truth? While white landowners and politicians thrived, black people suffered from low wages, poor educational opportunities, and a lack of health care. Jackson spoke freely and often about this, but the time had come for Jackson to do more than just talk. He organized black laborers to strike and started a newspaper where he publicly called out the governor and other powerful leaders. He was a powerful and passionate orator, but when he got through talking, did his work get results that benefited our people? Yes. Jackson got wages tripled for black laborers, found allies abroad for the black cause, and even openly challenged the educational system for black children. He refused to see our people's bodies used up and thrown away. The people loved him, dubbing him Black Moses. There is still a high premium on black bodies and black labor. Like Jackson, we must always seek to speak the truth and do the work to challenge any system that would exploit us through low wages, discrimination, and oppression. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.